From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One key aspect of the U.S. attorney scandal involves a change to the USA Patriot Act. When Congress reauthorized the bill, it included a provision that allowed the attorney general to appoint new U.S. attorneys without Senate confirmation. Today, the Senate debated whether to restore confirmation power to Congress. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
There was little actual debate in today's debate. In fact, nobody argued to keep the status quo. A month ago, it looked like this would be more of a fight. Back then, the Justice Department and the White House both wanted to hang on to their newfound power to appoint U.S. attorneys without going through the Senate. But back then, the controversy over 8 fired prosecutors was a minor story. Today, as the scandal threatens the Attorney General's very job, Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont noted that the administration has become much more cooperative on this issue.
So I trust if the administration really is not opposing the bill, that tomorrow when the Senate votes on this legislation, will pass it and take a step toward restoring the independence of federal law enforcement in this country.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and his subordinates have always insisted that they wanted every U.S. attorney to be Senate confirmed, whether or not the law required it. But internal Justice Department emails that came out last week contradicted those assertions. One of those emails was about an interim U.S. attorney in Arkansas. The man had worked for White House advisor Karl Rove, and both Arkansas senators opposed his appointment. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California quoted the email from the Attorney General's chief of staff.
Our guy is in there, so the status quo is good for us. Pledge to desire a Senate-confirmed U.S. attorney and otherwise hunker down. That's an email that deserves a lot of questions.
In another email, Chief of Staff Kyle Sampson wrote, "There's some risk that we'll lose the authority to appoint U.S. attorneys indefinitely, but if we don't ever exercise it, then what's the point of having it?" Senator Feinstein declared,
"I believe the time has come for the administration to lose that authority."
The real question now is not whether this bill will pass. That seems almost guaranteed. It's how much farther the scandal will go. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada promised to keep digging.
We need to get to the bottom of this scandal to find out why these U.S. attorneys were fired. And we need to find out whether the Attorney General and his deputies testified truthfully when they first explained the firings to Congress and to the American people.
Those explanations included promises from Gonzalez that, quote, "I would never, ever make a change in a United States attorney position for political reasons." But the Justice Department emails released last week seem to contradict those promises, too. Some Republicans and a raft of Democrats have called on Gonzalez to resign over his apparent false statements. Both Gonzalez and the president have said mistakes were made. Now the White House is under pressure to say whether Gonzalez will be forced out as a result of those mistakes. Today, White House spokesman Tony Snow said the president still has confidence in his old friend and hopes he'll stick around.
The reason I said we hope so is we hope so. He has the confidence of the president, but I do not. It is a pure and simple matter. Nobody's prophetic enough to know what the next 21 months hold.
Let's start with the next week. More Justice Department documents are coming out today. Those internal emails will tell Congress more about who knew what when with regard to the U.S. attorney dismissals. The Senate's going to vote tomorrow on rolling back this part of the Patriot Act. And tomorrow, the White House is scheduled to tell Congress whether top advisors will cooperate with Congress's investigation or require a subpoena. The Senate Judiciary Committee votes this Thursday on whether to authorize those subpoenas. And in light of all that, 21 months could seem like a long way off. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.